Sanguinario presents You're Broke Because You Want to Be, written and read by Larry Wingo. Introduction: The Difference Between Poor and Broke. Before we begin, let's make sure we understand one another. Don't start in on me because of the title. Please don't say, "But what about the poor people, Larry? They don't want to be broke." Great point. You're right. I'm not talking about being poor. Poor is a condition I find very sad. Sad yet inevitable. Jesus said the poor will be with you always, and they will. There are people who live in societies and countries where there are no opportunities for advancement, and it takes all their effort just to survive. They are not going to have enough to eat well or live well or take care of themselves. So let's get this straight from the outset so you can get off your high horse and understand what I'm really saying. I didn't write "You're Broke Because You Want to Be" for the poor people of the world. I know it's going to take a lot more than an audiobook to help truly poor people. To think otherwise would be insulting. I'm talking about broke. Broke is not a condition like being poor. Broke is a situation you find yourself in because you are either under-earning or overspending. I can't fix poor, though I would love to. I'm good, but I'm not that good. I can fix broke. That's what this audiobook is about. Listen to it and find out how to fix your situation so you don't have to be broke any longer. You can get ahead and live the way you want to. I'll show you how, step by step. I'm speaking to the average person who has a job, makes a living, and still can't seem to get ahead. If you're someone who dreams of being rich but can't quite seem to turn your dreams into reality, if you're ready to turn your life around and finally have financial freedom, if you're buried in debt and can't stop living paycheck to paycheck, if you spend more than you make and can't figure out how to stop doing it, this audiobook is for you. Got it? Now back to the title. You heard that right. You are broke because you want to be. How can you say that? You don't even know me. There is no way you can sit there saying I want to be broke when you have no idea who I am. Here's how I know. If you didn't want to be broke, you wouldn't be broke. It's as simple as that. What you say you want means almost nothing. When every action you make contradicts your words don't mean a damn thing. This may be a new idea for you, or not. It doesn't matter. Aligning our intentions with our actions is something we can all learn to do better. It is the key to unlock your potential, get out of debt, and get ahead in life. It is something you can learn, but in exchange you have to give something up. Victimhood, a privilege you can no longer afford. Stop being a victim. No one else is to blame for your situation. Broke didn't sneak up on you in the night. A stack of unpaid bills didn't show up while you weren't looking. You didn't suddenly get behind. You chose to spend your money the way you did. Your life is a reflection of the choices you have made. If you want a better life, then make better choices. When you do, you'll find that taking credit for your successes feels a lot better than blaming others for your failures. If you are desperate to improve your financial situation, then this audiobook is a great place to start. Why should I listen to you, Larry? I have a television show on A&E called Big Spender. The show is about people who are in financial crisis due to their spending habits. I ambush them in the middle of a spending spree and confront them with a mess they have created. I go through their finances and give them a plan to turn their money and their lives around before everything crumbles around them. The show is not about investing or the stock market or any sophisticated financial solution. It is about rescuing people from the hole they have dug before it turns into a grave. There are shows that teach you how to invest and what to invest in. That's not what I do. I force people to confront their situation and then give them a concrete plan for improving their situation immediately. That's what I know how to do, and that's what I'm good at. In fact, all I really know about money is how to make it, how to enjoy it, and how to make sure there is always plenty of it. Isn't that what you want to know? Isn't that what you are most lacking? I bet I'm right. As important as that.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?